Hi, you're listening to the Full Life Podcast with Melanie Lynham.
I actually hit really big burnout, and it wasn't just the business I didn't want to do, it was my whole life that I didn't want to do.
Sarah Jane Meeson is an automation and online business extraordinaire. She serves business owners through consultations, online workshops, and automation services through theautomationgirl.com. Sarah Jane is also the founder of Christian Women in Business, an online community and conference and podcast that equips, builds up, inspires, and strengthens Christian women around the world in business. Sarah Jane is a wealth of knowledge when it comes to all things business. Today, we talk about her four top tips for time management. We discuss setting up healthy boundaries and how knowing your worth in Christ Jesus can make a huge difference and actually amplify your business. Through this interview, you'll hear Sarah Jane and I talk about her and her husband's decision to not go to church at this time and instead focus on studying the Word of God and hearing them for themselves. This is their journey and decision. I will say that I love and believe in the local church, and I encourage you to find a great one with Bible-based teaching and faith-filled, trustworthy leadership. I do agree with Sarah Jane in that it is important to hear from God for ourselves and receive our own personal revelation from Him. I can't wait for you to hear and get so much from my conversation with Sarah Jane Meeson. Hi, Sarah Jane. Thank you so much for joining us on the Full Life Podcast today. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Yourself?
I'm good. Thank you. How about we get started by you introducing yourself to us? Tell us a bit about yourself, your family, where you live, and what you do.
So my name is full name Sarah Jane Meeson, and I'm a business owner. So I have Christian Women in Business, which is a community for women who own businesses. And we have conferences, we have communities, we've got magazines and a podcast as well. And then I also run The Automation Girl, which helps business owners set up different marketing automations in their businesses. I am originally from the UK in Robin Hood country, and I escaped to Australia about 11 years ago, found my husband, and have been here ever since.
Okay, and so what brought you over to Australia?
To be honest, it was the easiest place to travel and work as a UK citizen. So I had a bit of money ready to go and thought, why not go and see the world? So I wasn't a Christian then. I was full on party animal, on the dark side, you might say, rebellious. And then my God story kind of started when I came over to Australia, which is really nice. And shortly after I came over was when I found my Christian friends, even though I didn't realize they were Christian at the time. And I just knew that there was something different about them, and whatever they had, I wanted. So it wasn't long after that that I found God. And then not long after that, I found my husband.
Aww, that's so good. Good thing you came over to Australia then, hey?
Yeah, yeah.
How did you meet your Christian friends?
How? Well, when I first came over to Australia, the only work that I could find was outdoor education. So I was actually out in the field 5 to 6 days a week, taking school kids around the Australian bush. And I happened to bump into a friend, and I was just living out my car on the weekends. So I was kind of homeless, and you only needed a day to sleep in a bed, wash your kit, get a shower, and then you were out again. And so one of the girls was like, oh, come and stay in our floor, and you know, you can wash your clothes, get yourself sorted, and then head back out. And yeah, she befriended me, and yeah, that was basically how I met them. And then one day they had a Bible study, and they were like, look, we're having this Bible study, you're more than welcome to join us if you want to. And if not, then it's totally okay. And I thought, well, I'm traveling, I'm trying new things, so what the heck, I'll give it a go. So I gave it a go and absolutely loved it, found the Bible so interesting. And then I started praying to this God that I didn't really know yet. And it was maybe about 3 months of me just journaling to this person I didn't know. And then I was sat in church one day. The church had gone through so I decided to try going to a church after some of the other their friends found me some more permanent accommodation with some more churchies, as you might call them. And they were just fantastic. And I just asked one day if I could come to church with them. They said yes, obviously. So off I went. And yeah, the church was going through some hard things at the time. And I just thought the way that their pastor handled it was just absolutely amazing. A testimony to himself and to God. And it was at one of the sessions where they had a guest speaker that I gave my life to Christ. And yeah, and then it was not long after that that my housemate introduced me to my husband. So that was through church. There was this beautiful Australian guy with long, blonde, curly hair and his Australian accent. And at that point, I'm like, I don't want anything to do with boys. Like, I had a complete transformation when I came to God. And, you know, I'm like, okay, God, no more boys, no more this, no more drinking. I just want to focus on you. And God was completely amazing and completely transformed my life. And Jesus just began healing. And that was when I got introduced to my husband. I'm like, what's going on?
Why? It's the number of boys.
Yeah. So, yeah, God just kind of said, come into my arms. I'm going to look after you. You're part of my kingdom now. And next thing, I was falling in love with a boy. And then, yeah.
A good-looking boy with long, curly, blonde hair.
Yeah.
Is he a surfer?
No. He was far from a beach babe at the time. Yeah, I converted him to loving the beach. But he was into motorbikes and motocross and being out on his farm. And, yeah, they raced and things. So I learned a completely new life about motorbikes. There you go.
I see that you've got your L's on motorbikes.
Yeah. I wanted to be able to join in with what the boys was doing. They were going off on rides. I'm like, oh, I want to join.
Just a little note for our listeners at the moment. I've got 4-month-old Joshy in my arms, and he just sneezed. And so if you do hear any baby noises, that's not me. That's him.
And we're doing mum life today.
We're doing mum life and talking about Christian women in business and also doing mum life while we do it. That's okay. you can't plan when they're going to sleep. You can try, you can tell them to sleep, but they don't always do it.
That's right.
So that's so cool though, that you're taking up motorbike riding. Is that dirt biking
that
you're learning?
Not really. I've got a 4-wheeler and it's just too hard for me to be able to get up to where the boys are with motocross. So I thought, well, at least if I get my L's, like, you can only go so fast on the road and it's all concrete. I mean, there are big sheets of metal and trucks and things that are scary, but I just thought that's my most quickest chance to be able to ride with the boys and keep up with them. So, yeah.
Good on you. So what was it like growing up in the UK for you? Do you have brothers and sisters?
No, I'm on my own, only child. It was adventurous, I love the outdoors and adventure, and that's how I got to the outdoor guide in here. So I did a lot of cadets growing up, the army cadets, which meant we were out on different adventures and kayaking on the weekends and all that fun stuff. So,
sounds like a lot of fun.
Sounds good.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah. Oh, good on you. So now tell us about your journey into being a businesswoman.
Well, it actually all started out when hubby and I bought our first home. So we were looking for a house for years and we could never find the right house. And then there was this house that hubby had shown me online, and I thought it was pretty ugly at the time. But I thought, okay, let's just give it a go and see what it's like. So we booked in for an inspection. I walked in that house and God told me straight away that we should buy it. So I was like, okay, we're buying said ugly house. And it was pink salmon, which ironically is in now.
There you go.
So we got this house that has arches, which is also in now as well. How ironic is that? But it was on a really big block of land, and there must have been about 30 trees, and the garden hadn't been attained to for a good 15 years. So it was pretty bushy, but we knew that we could do something with the land. So we went ahead and we bought the house. This was back 8 years ago, I think. I got into looking at what we could do with the house, and our friends were into property developing, and they mentioned about going to see a draftsman to see what we could fit on there. We were looking at a granny flat at the time, and what we found was we could build way more than a granny flat. We could build a house, and we could actually subdivide that land. So that pretty much started our journey of going, okay, there's some serious money in this land development stuff. And we got started in property investing and developing, and then from there I accidentally stumbled upon digital marketing, and that intrigued me a lot as well. So I began to learn all that I could about the online space, and I started to do consultations and things, and then quite similar to you and how you started your podcast, I started to look around to see if there were other Christian women in business around, and were they sharing God on the front of their business? And I was at a point where I'm like, okay, do I start adding God to my business or not? Like, how does this look? Because about 8 years ago, that wasn't really an in thing. It's huge now. So I finally found a conference that was a Christian business conference. And I went there thinking, okay, this is the fork in the road. Either I'm going to start adding God into my business and showing my values and that kind of thing. And I come away thinking, yes, I need to do that. So I changed up my marketing a little bit and started sharing Bible verses and all this kind of stuff. And I someone stumbled across me going, oh my gosh, another Christian woman in business. Like, we need to catch up and talk and all this, that. And that was a beautiful girl called Megan. So we Skyped. It was Skype mainly back then. And we just got on like a house on fire. And we were like, where are all the other Christian women in business? Like, where are they?
Yeah.
And we searched, and there was no communities or anything like that at the time. And so we thought, well, wouldn't it be nice if there was a community? And so Megs is a graphic designer. I had all of the online back-end experience. And after about 6 months of thinking about it and praying about it, I decided that it was time to commit and to do it. And so Megs took care of all the branding. So everything that looks pretty is all Megs' work. And I got all the website and back-end up and running. And we launched in February 2017, and yeah, it's just gone great guns. So we've got meetings all around the world, and in Australia, mainly in Australia. We do online sofa sessions, and it's just basically a beautiful community of really inspiring women. We wanted to create a place where people can come connect with like-minded women. We could talk about all different things, business, because sometimes our friends, they love us to bits, but they don't get what it's like to run a business and to keep God at the center and all that kind of stuff, and the difficulties that sometimes arise when running a business. So we wanted to create a place where basically people could come and connect and create business besties, if you like, and just interact with one another. And our annual conference is probably the cornerstone of all that. We love that. It happens each year. There's time of worship. It's a retreat-like weekend as well. So we've got retreat sessions just for women to come and be restored and inspired and empowered and just get away. Yeah. So that's been fun. And then on the side of that, I kind of relaunched. So my digital space was called the Digital Project Manager back then. And then a couple of years ago, because people saw Christian Women in Business and saw that I'd built it, they started asking me a lot of questions that weren't specifically just website questions, but all online, and how I run things and how do I run the podcast, or how do I set up email automations and things like that. So I kind of said to God, I think it, you know, it must be time for a new season. And so the Automation Girl kind of relaunched from the digital project manager, and that's been going great guns as well. I moved over. It was a God thing as well. And it was time to pivot what the digital project manager was into something new and kind of where I was in my season. So I've got the Automation Girl running alongside Christian Women in Business. And I don't know if where your listeners are at, but I want you to know that I spent a good 5 years building these businesses up while I was still working part-time in my job. And it's only this year that I've actually ended my employment with another business and just focusing on my own things. So I know a lot of people say, oh, it's hard to balance cash flow and everything while you're just starting a business up, and that's correct. And there's nothing wrong with going out and getting a part-time job and just supporting that surplus while you need to, and just to keep at it, because it, the time will come when it's ready to kind of take that leap of faith. And God has even been so faithful with even doing that. He provided the redundancy. I got a grant from the government all at the same time. So it's kind of, God has just been amazing through every step of the journey of these businesses.
Wow, that's so good. And I love that perseverance too. Did you see the light at the end of the tunnel? I'm sure you did. You must have, to go for 5 years.
I guess I did. I just really believed in my vision and mission. I think when you're doing it for God, and if you can put up with some of the obstacles that come up along the way, I often, being in it for a good 8 years now, I kind of can see people who have come and gone. And it really is, if you've got that determination and you believe in what you're doing and you stick it out and you've got a product that sells, and the product that sells is probably the big thing in that, then yeah, it's worth it. And you just have to stick by it. And those are the people that are successful in business.
Did you ever think that you would be, that you would go into business? Was that always something that you had wanted to do?
I always knew I was a very creative person. Always knew that. I always felt like I was in a prison working for someone else, and that I wasn't able to use all of my creativity. I'm a left brain and right brained person. So I'm very, very creative, but at the same time, I'm very methodical and can work out processes and how things need to be done. It's quite a rare thing to have, but I knew that being in a job that wasn't being used to its full potential. So
yeah,
I just knew. I knew I was going to do something.
had you studied business at all previously?
No, hell no, nothing. No, did really bad in school, really bad at English. And tried college, just couldn't sit still in a classroom and learn. I love learning, but I'm not a person that can sit down and do a degree. I just love learning and then applying stuff and then getting on with it.
Yeah. So what are some things that you have done along the road to teach yourself about being a good, effective person in business?
Well, it's probably going to sound very corny and very cliche, but I read the Bible.
Okay,
I literally studied everything to do about money, everything to do about management, managing staff, marketing. There's actually a lot in the Bible that Jesus teaches us about marketing. So that was and has been for the past 8 years a really big influence in my life. And I don't mean just reading a Bible verse and then moving on to another Bible verse. I mean studying the Bible deeply, sitting there, looking at the meaning of words, taking it back into the Hebrew and Greek. What do those words mean? What kind of powers was Jesus using or losing when the girl who was bleeding touched him? You know, what was that power that he felt leaving? What is Paul on about when he's talking about X, Y, and Z? And how does that relate back to the Old Testament? So it's not just feel good verses. It's going, okay, God, what are you teaching us here? help me to see the secrets that you've got hidden in the Bible. And what I actually did at the time, and you there's probably judgment that's going to come with this, is I actually wanted to know the truth, and I wanted to learn from God directly, and I wanted him to open my eyes to his Bible. So we actually chose not to go to church, and I just set myself a goal of wanting to learn the truth from God without any of man's influence, because there's such a man influence and teaching out there that isn't true. It isn't what God's on about in the Bible. And, you know, if we all just sit there as sheep taking it in, we actually lose a lot of the treasures that God has for us, and what he has given us, and what Jesus has done. And you just be, your eyes are open to the amazing kingdom that God has. And that in itself has just propelled me in that kind of arena of understanding business. And then, of course, there's the worldly side. You can't play the game if you don't know the rules. So just learning what I can about businesses from people who I know who make money. I would never, ever listen to someone about business who's not making money in their business. So I'd always go out and find people who are making the big dollars. What is it that they've learned? They're out there doing it. They might not necessarily even call themselves mentors, but just people who are kind, who have been there, and they are where you want to be, and just learning what I can with them and becoming friends with them.
Mm-hmm. So was that decision to not go to church, was that for a time, or was that in like forever?
Well, we were house sitting at the time, so it was very, very hard to find a church because we would be moving every 4 weeks. And it did give us an opportunity to look at different churches. And that was when we were like, oh my gosh, there are so many different things being taught out there. What is the truth? And so we didn't put a time limit on it or anything like that. We just wanted to go by God and what God had, not what man had or what man tells us we should do. So we just dived into it, and yeah, we still don't go to church, and I'm still in love with God. I still love the Bible. Not that Bible sets your faith, but you understand what I'm saying. I haven't backslid. I am more into God than I have ever been.
Yeah, it does not sound like you have walked away from God at all. And I do love that. I do believe it is important that every Christian does need to seek God for themselves. Every Christian needs to read the Bible for themselves. And even also when we are, I know this is a bit sidetracking from business, but we are talking about Christian women in business. So even as we're like on Instagram, and there's just so many wonderful people at the moment who are putting up inspirational quotes or sharing devotionals through social media, and that's so good, but we can't just rely on that either. Mm-mm. It's like picking up on other people's leftovers of their own relationship with God.
Absolutely.
And we also need to get our own revelation from God too. So I do like that you've been delving into the Word of God, pressing into Him in that way.
Yeah, totally agree.
Okay, so in your journey as a businesswoman, have you ever felt like giving up?
The only times I've really felt like giving up isn't because of the mission, so to speak. It's just more from me burning out and not managing myself well. So last year, which was, to put a timeline in it, was 2019, I actually hit really big burnout. And it wasn't just the business I didn't want to do. It was my whole life that I didn't want to do.
Right.
And that was a total God story as well, because if I hadn't have gone through that burnout, we wouldn't have bought this particular house that has then ended up, I wouldn't have bought furniture, which allowed us to buy this particular house, which ends up being a development, which we were able to then bless someone who lost everything in the bushfires and house them and things. So even when you do go through the nasty stuff, the verse about how God turns everything around for his glory is totally true. But that's me going off on another story there. But yeah, like, of course there are. I wouldn't be human if I didn't. But it is more about just self-management that made me feel that burnout, not necessarily the business itself. And once I got myself back on track and I looked after myself and I set even stronger boundaries and just really focused on my health and my mental state, everything is suddenly okay again now, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I think when people reach a point of giving up, I would be asking, are you looking after yourself? Are you sleeping? Are you doing things that do bring you joy? And for me, it was just going out for a walk each morning. Like my one thing was, okay, I've got to get out of bed today because I didn't want to get out of bed. I need to go for my walk. And then I need to have my God time. And I just did that every single day. And it was the thing that brought me joy, that gave me exercise, that wasn't stressful, that I was then able to build upon that. And now I finished working in my job as well. It means that my first goal was to work on my health even more so. And I've been practicing that again. So if you're in that place of feeling like you want to give up, yeah, are you sleeping? How's your health going? Are you doing something that brings you joy? Are you eating good food? Are you drinking plenty of water? And are you saying no to the things that you need to say no to? And it's okay to say no to those things.
That's good. I can see that good time management is really important to you, Sarah Jane. So can you give us your four top tips for time management?
Starting off with my... going off from the last one, say no to things. And it's as simple as that. I've mentioned it before on some podcasts that I do. I don't think there's such thing as balance. I think you just need to say no to some things, and that's okay. And that's where you do find that balance. So if you're feeling overwhelmed and like you're doing too much and you can't keep up, then you need to say no to things. Like, what is it that you don't need to do now? Is there an event that you don't need to go to? Is there a project that you can put on the shelf for a little while you're focusing on just a couple of things? And that would be point number two, is only focus on a couple of things. We're humans. We have God on our side, but we're still humans. So pick your top three things in your life that you want to work on right now. Like you, if you're, you've got a newborn, Melanie, or just about 4 months, right? Yeah. So I wouldn't be thinking I need to now start like a massive whatever it is right now. My priorities would be looking after you, your body, your health, your well, your sleep, your bubs and your family. And then it would be one extra thing on top of that that will evolve overwhelm. It will keep things simple for you and you'll do a really great job of the one thing that you're doing that's not family or health kind of related. Tip number three would be have routines. Routines breathe freedom. And that's a routine for when you wake up to the moment that you go to sleep. And I'm not saying you need to be so structured that you can't have any spontaneity or anything like that. But it is, okay, how do I start my day so it sets me up for success? So is it going out for your walk? Is it having that time with God? Is it both? Is it having just some you time to just put on your makeup and do your hair, whatever it is that's just for you that helps you get ready for the day? And then hitting that do not disturb button on your phone. So that would be tip number four. Get rid of all notifications and all distractions. So I don't have any notifications come up on my Mac as I'm working. So no Facebook, no Gmail, no emails, nothing. I choose when I go and look at my emails. I put my phone doesn't have notifications apart from calls and messages. Mm-hmm. And when I am working, I put it on do not disturb. And if you've got an iPad or an iPhone, I think it's called sleep. And there's like a little moon and you can put everything to sleep. So when you're doing your work time, you are doing your work time. When that computer's off, you're doing your family time. And just getting rid of those notifications is going to stop you from being distracted with whatever it is that you're doing. And it might be that you say, okay, I'm going to spend 5 minutes in my lunch going over Facebook or whatever it is. I like to use the phrase post and go, which means you do your posts, you do your social media, or if you're at a point, you get your VA to do it so you don't even have to be on there at all, which is fantastic. Otherwise, you post and go. So you make your post and then you put it away and you go. And then you might spend 5 minutes later on in the day going over replies back from people. But that's it. So there you go.
That sounds so good. I love that. I'm going to do that. I'm going to take off the social media notifications from my phone.
You will feel like a new person. Seriously.
I think I will. I love that idea. I'm doing it. Okay, so you released an episode number 131. I have been scrolling through and I have been listening to your podcast as well, and I do love it.
So, oh, that's cool.
And this particular episode was about knowing your worth in business as a Christian woman. Let's talk about that. Knowing your worth in business as a Christian woman. Could you take us through that and just explain how this makes a difference?
Yeah, absolutely. So in that podcast episode, it's about, to put into context, so if you are a businesswoman, you'll get this. And if you're not and you're thinking about it or you're just interested, it will help you understand it as well. So as a businesswoman, we can sometimes feel like, and especially being a Christian, that we need to give away our services and products for free just because we're a Christian. And that's not okay. One, because you're not going to make any cash flow, which means you're not going to have a business and you can't pay for things, staff, website, software, whatever it is. Yeah. And two, you're not valuing what God has given you, which is the key point. So knowing your worth in Christ, knowing that you are a part of a kingdom of God who loves you, who sent his only son to die from you and then has given you this business, he's given you something of value that he's trusted with you, and he's given it to you because he does trust you. So if you've got self-doubts about, oh, I don't know if I should be doing this, God, they're just lies and you need to get rid of them, because he wouldn't have given you the idea if he didn't think that you couldn't do it, right?
So that's right.
You put them fears aside. But what he has given you is of value and should be treasured. And one way we can honor God by doing that is for charging, and it's for charging of what value you're going to bring, and knowing that it's okay for you to charge for what it is that you're offering. And God wants us to make money. He wants us to make money, and he wants us to look after our families. And if it's on our hearts to build other things on top of that, that's okay as well. He has set, so I don't like the words law of attraction or all that woo-woo stuff. I'm not that kind of girl at all. But I do believe that God has made up different laws for how the world works. So there's the law of gravity, the earth spins around the sun. You know, he's made the physics up for that to work, and he's made the circle of life work, you know, animals recreate, keeps everything going. And I do believe that there is a law of business, and that is you make money and you spend money, right? And you choose right. how you spend that money, whether it be on your mortgage or on your website or on photos, female, you know, whatever it is that you want to choose to build your business and keep your life going. So the 4 points that you've written out, which thank you very much, is very helpful from that podcast. God loves you and he created you. Your business is God's business and it's your business. Don't feel like it's not your business, because it's both of yours. So value it, love it, treasure it, and get people to respect it, and it's okay to ask for money. Number three is the worker deserves his wages. So you do deserve that wage. If you work hard, it's okay to take that wage. It's okay to pay yourself. God wants that for you. And number four, which we've spoken on, is protect your time. So if people do want to ask you questions, or they, how do I put this? It's okay for you to say no to people who are trying to take advantage of you just because you're a Christian. Of course, be generous where you want to be generous, but don't be generous out of feeling that you just need to and spontaneity. Think about it. I set myself boundaries that I have written out in my mind for when such occasions arise. For example, if someone wants to invite me to an event, I, you know, is this what God wants? Is it a God thing? Is it going to serve me? Is it going to serve my business? There's all different questions I ask myself about, is this right for me to say yes? And if I don't feel like it's a yes, I say no. If people want to ask me different questions, you know, I've got a process in place and I set my boundaries up to protect that time and protect that value that God's given me. So
that's good.
That's basically what the episode was about in a nutshell.
Yeah.
I have been asked a lot why we charge for Christian Women in Business the membership. And I go, well, if you're willing to put in 40 hours a week and work your heart out for free, then go for it. But I'm not that type of person. Otherwise, I think if people respect you and respect your position, you don't have to say it in a nastily way. I am a very, very, very generous person, and I'm not going to go into giving and all that kind of stuff, but I am generous. God's shown me where to be generous. And at the end of the day, it's about me respecting God, not me respecting man. And at the end of the day, when I'm called for judgment, I want to know that I've said yes to the right things that God wants me to and not have that distraction.
That's really great. Sorry, I'm just going to put his dummy in. He's making lots of loud noises. Can you hear him?
Yeah, yeah, he's okay.
Sorry.
He's not too loud.
He's not too loud. I hope he's not too loud for the recording. Hello, baby. I'm just going to see if he's going to hold on to his dummy. Sorry, I'll just be 1 second.
Yeah.
Great. Protect your time. Excellent. Okay, so I ask my guests at the end of each episode just some questions for fun. So I'd like to ask you, what do you do in your downtime? How do you relax and unwind?
I love being in the outdoors. And I'm also an introvert. So spending time on my own is a big one for me. Hiding away from the world. For extroverts out there, you probably don't get this, but this is just for me. I just love being alone. And I might, and I love spending time with hubby as well. But that is how I unwind, is I spend time on my own. So it might be out in the bush, out mountain biking, climbing, now being out on the motorbike, and just spending that time to just settle. It might be sitting down and watching Disney movies and, you know, an hour on Stan on an evening. But it is just about getting out in the sunshine and just having that time alone. And usually if I'm grumpy, my husband knows that it's just time for me to have some time on my own, and he gives me the space. It might be for an hour and I'll come out a completely different person.
So,
if you're an introvert listening to this podcast, it's okay to have that time on your own. And it kind of relates to everything that we've kind of said today, is it's okay to protect that time, and it's okay to say no to things and to keep yourself full so that you can run your business and do it from a place of feeling full and not empty.
That's great. So also, what are you reading and listening to right now?
Actually nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, which probably sounds really counterintuitive, but at the minute, I am just giving myself time to breathe and time. There's a lot of the stuff going around with the COVID and everyone's really stressed. And I made a conscious decision about 3 weeks ago to just get myself off of the news, keep myself off of podcasts and all that kind of stuff, and just keep my soul pure. And I don't feel stressed. I don't feel anxious. Business is going good. And I'm still reading my Bible, of course. But yeah, which isn't very inspirational, but it's helping me in this season.
That's all right. And you know what? It is inspirational, because there can be a lot of noise, so much noise. And sometimes we just need to tune it all out. I actually deleted. Sorry, Joshy is being very loud right now. I actually deleted the news app from my iPhone because I was just getting notifications when I was just out and about, and it would just like bring me down.
Just
even like the heading of what was going on in New York with the whole COVID, and I was just like, I went from being like enjoying my night to like, whoa, I just feel so low. So You're right. It is refreshing. Good to just clear that space.
Yeah. Get rid of the noise. I like how you called it the noise. It is noise. And again, that relates again all back to what we're saying in this whole podcast is your boundaries and protecting them and you choosing what you allow yourself in. And when you're ready to let things back in, or if you're ready to read something or ready to start listening to something, then it's okay and just do it in your own time.
Yeah, that's good. Would you like to pray for our listeners just before we go, Sarah Jane?
Yeah, of course. Thank you, Jesus, that we are here today with you, that you are in this podcast, that you are with each and every one of us, including the babies.
So loud.
We love you, Father God. Allow us to commit everything in our lives to you. I ask for your Holy Spirit peace to come upon the listeners today, that they would take away the golden nugget. You will show them what that golden nugget is and for them to be able to apply it to their lives. Refill them with your amazing Holy Ghost. Show them the hidden secrets of the kingdom and the Bible, Father. Allow them to just soak in your presence, taking away any anxiousness or stress, that they don't look at themselves but look to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Full Life Podcast. If you would like to get in touch for any reason, head on over to the Full Life Podcast Facebook page or find me on Instagram at mel_linem. Remember to subscribe for more great episodes. Talk to you soon.